sure you've seen on the news that for the past 5 weeks, thousands of French citizens have been protesting government policy and the leadership of President Emmanuel Macron. In 2016, he was a presidential candidate described as being this boy wonder with all this great hope and possibilities for the future. But after just 1.5 years, his presidency is now in jeopardy. I'm the first to admit that I don't know much about French politics, but the news reports that I have read describe President Macron using words like petty, vindictive, aloof, and vain. Now, in fairness to President Macron, he wouldn't be the first politician or president in the world to be described using words like petty, vindictive, aloof, or vain. This is one of the reasons why I personally found it so refreshing to watch the funeral liturgies for President George Herbert Walker Bush. Very little, in fact, I'm not sure anything was said of his politics or his policies. Instead, the focus was on his personality and his values as a human being. One of the consistent themes touched upon during sermons and multiple eulogies was the president's humility. His close friend, Senator Simpson, spoke at the National Cathedral in front of 4 presidents and hundreds of politicians, and he said this: "George was a man of great humility, and those who travel the high road of humility in Washington, D.C., are not bothered by heavy traffic." Pretty true, huh? Senator Simpson ended his eulogy by saying that this leader of the free world was the most decent and honorable person that he had ever met. This third Sunday of Advent continues our focus on John the Baptist, and as virtuous as George H.W. Bush might have been, I would argue that his virtue would pale in comparison to that of John. The background to our gospel today is the fact that many people were attracted to the fidelity and the integrity and the humility of John the Baptist. They were so taken by his leadership that they actually asked him, "Are you Elijah?" Or others would ask him, "Are you the Christ?" Well, those are pretty ego-inflating questions to be asked, "Are you the Messiah?" It reminds me of a certain kind of experience that I think every priest has now and then over the course of his priesthood. Like the time I was processing in for Mass, and I was coming up to a family, and their toddler was on the end of the aisle. And when he saw me, he pointed at me and he said, "Mom, there's God." And Mom began to bend over to correct him, and I whispered, "Oh, leave him alone." When John the Baptist was asked those questions, his response was different. He said, "I am not the light. As great as you may think I am, there is one who is coming mightier than I am, so much so that I am not worthy to loosen the straps of his sandals." The reality is that all of us have some within us, some measure of pride, self-interest, ambition, some measure of focus on oneself. And the best example of that I can think of this time of the year, especially when we're all taking so many photos of friends and family members, when you get some family members together and you take a selfie, and then when you look at it, who's the first person you're looking for? Yourself. It is called a selfie. You're looking at, how fat do I look? How much is my chin jutting out? And then you begin to look at others in the photo. We're kind of hardwired that way as human beings. And that is why John the Baptist is such a powerful model for us. His life witnesses to the fact that we cannot achieve true greatness without virtue. They go hand in hand. Instead of being filled with pride and self-importance, John is a model of self-effacement before God, which is such a refreshing virtue in all of us, but especially leaders. Being petty and vindictive, aloof and vain, is not limited to presidents and politicians. It is also seen at times in priests and popes, bishops and parishioners of every age and every walk of life. That is one of the benefits of a season like Advent, when the church gives us the time we need to try to straighten out the crooked paths of our lives, to fill in the valleys and level the hills of our own sinfulness, to cultivate virtues like humility and chastity, generosity, gratitude, prudence, temperance, courage, kindness. And I am very confident that each one of us could think of many ways to cultivate these virtues during a season like Advent leading up to Christmas. In a world that really hungers for people who live lives of virtue, the church gives us today the figure of John the Baptist as a model of integrity and humility. May his example and his prayers help us to meet Christ with lives firmly rooted in holiness. St. John the Baptist, pray for us.